LGBTQ pride celebrations have been held in North Carolina's major cities for decades, but are much less common in the state's small towns. One small city north of Charlotte has overcome the funding and perception challenges and has held a pride festival for going on about 8 years now. Reporter Monique Laborde has more.
Welcome to Salisbury Pride!
It's a humid, overcast June afternoon in Salisbury, North Carolina. Thousands of excited visitors crowd Salisbury's historic downtown. This summer marked Salisbury's 8th annual LGBTQ Pride Festival. That's unprecedented for a city of 34,000 in North Carolina.
We are going to have live music, we're going to have drag, and we are going to have fun and fellowship with all these incredible sponsors. Make sure you buy something today, supporting the people that support the LGBTQ community. Can I get an amen?
Amen. This year, those sponsors gave more than $25,000 to help make Salisbury Pride possible. And the festival was bigger than ever, with organizers estimating as many as 7,000 attendees.
I'm Beth with Salisbury Pride. Thank you so much for being here today. We truly appreciate it.
When Beth Meadows, president of Salisbury Pride, moved here in 1989, she couldn't have imagined a Pride celebration in the historic railroad town.
When I moved to Salisbury, I thought there was no other gay people in Salisbury. I was like, oh my God, what have I done?
And when Meadows was approached about starting a Pride festival almost a decade ago, she wasn't sure Salisbury was ready.
And I'm like, really? We're going to have a Pride in Salisbury? You really think that's going to happen?
After 2 years of negotiating with city government, Salisbury held its first LGBTQ Pride festival in 2011. Meadows says that on that day, tensions were running high.
The first Pride was one street long. There were more police vehicles and everything there than we had vendors.
Donations for the first Pride came from individuals and small businesses, as well as corporations. Frito-Lay chipped in, and so did the grocery giant Food Lion, which has its corporate headquarters in Salisbury. A few founders of Salisbury Pride work at those two companies.
Frito-Lay said yes, and Food Lion said yes, and we were rolling. It was significant in us being able to have Pride, having Frito-Lay and Food Lion come on board.
Although sponsorships from these hometown corporations were vital to getting Salisbury Pride off the ground, some LGBTQ activists across the country are wary of accepting corporate sponsorship. Fletcher Page, resource navigator for the Campaign for Southern Equality, questions corporate motivations.
Pride Month is a really easy time for these big companies to say, we are LGBTQ inclusive.
Page says a corporation's sponsorship of Pride might not be a reliable measure of that company's LGBTQ inclusivity.
Showing up and writing a check, that is not enough. Show me how you treat your trans employees. Show me how you treat black trans women particularly, and then maybe I'll believe you.
In a small city like Salisbury, finding the funds to sustain long-term LGBTQ organizing can be difficult. Reverend Jasmine Beach Ferrara is the executive director of the Campaign for Southern Equality. She says there's a lack of resources for LGBTQ organizing in small cities and towns in the South.
We still see very limited resources moving into organizing that's happening in small towns, small cities, and rural areas.
Finding funds for Salisbury Pride is very different than fundraising for San Francisco Pride or even nearby Charlotte Pride.
You're kind of out there in the wilderness. You're trying to launch an LGBTQ org in a community where there's never been one, where you're going to face a lot of political hostility. So you have to be scrappy, and you have to say, what relationships and resources do I have in my life and in my network that we might be able to engage in this work?
On the ground at Salisbury Pride, things are a little simpler. Most people seem happy to see corporations like Food Lion there. The grocery chain plays an important role in locals' everyday lives. What do you think about the corporate sponsors that are out today?
Everything's great. Food Lion does really great. They have great deals, especially on baby food. I wish we had more free water and stuff because it's so hot.
For North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, I'm Monique Laborde.